chapter 5 before we go to John chapter 6. We've been reflecting on the Beatitudes, making the connection of the words of Christ as he began preaching to those that were there, as recorded in Matthew, starting in chapter 5, going through 6 and 7, those chapters as well. So we've looked at the meek, we looked at those who mourn, and we looked at the poor in spirit. So we continue on in Matthew chapter 5, and we get to verse 6, and it says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Now, I can't stress this enough, but when we do look at that blessing and the words that start off there, again, the same word that's used for every time where Jesus is talking about those that are blessed, the Greek word here used, Makarios, refers to the island of Makarios, which we know as Cyprus today, off of Greece. And it was a self-sustaining island, meaning, therefore, that those who inhabited the island had every need that was met. Everything they could have wanted was wanted. It means that they were fulfilled, and through that fulfillment, they found happiness. But we see as Christ continues on, he talks about those that are happy, and he says they are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, the word for hunger and thirst, they're two different words, but they have the same meaning, just one in a sense of, you know, needing food as nourishment, and one is needing some type of water or liquid as nourishment. But for hunger, it's panao. And panao means a pinching toil. See, this is kind of the toil that's excruciating. And it's not just excruciating. Eventually, it leads the individual to have a feeling of frustration and suffering. It's that suffocating feeling that one may feel after not having eaten for quite some time. And it's that feeling deep in your stomach or your intestines. It's the same thought that Paul shares to those at Philippi in chapter 4, verse 12, where Paul states, I know how to both be abased and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. See, Paul had this feeling that when he had those moments in his life, which seemed to be many, as recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, when he was suffering, he was also hungering, and it hurt in the depths of his bowels. A hunger that needs to be filled, and so it motivates the individual with an eagerness to continue to go on and to not stop until it is filled. Because the thought is that if you do not fill that hunger, you'll die. Self-preservation. They hunger and they thirst for what? For righteousness. Righteousness is a state of being approved of God. Righteousness, the needing to be not just refreshed by God, but supported by God. And filled, cortazo, to be completely satisfied. There's no want, there's no need. The thought isn't even there. We're satisfied in every sense of the word, of being filled. Those people are happy. Now, what does that connect to? Well, if we go to John chapter 6, it's almost as if when Jesus is speaking, he had in mind these very words that he spoke before. See, in John chapter 6, if you start off in John chapter 6, we have the feeding of the 5,000. There was a multitude that was there with him, and so we see Jesus speaks to Philip in verse 4. And he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But Jesus did this to test him, because Jesus knew what he would do. And then Philip answered Christ, and he told him, "You know, even if we had 200 denarii worth of bread, it's not enough. We do not have the means to sustain these people, to fill them." And that's where we see that the boy is brought to Jesus. If you're familiar with the story, in verse 9 of chapter 6 of John, he had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And so Jesus had the people sit, the multitude. He started to give thanks as he broke it, and they passed it out. And everybody who had need was filled. So if you continue on, though, in John chapter 6, it talks about Jesus walking on the sea. And then we get to verse 25. The next day, "And the people, the multitude there, are seeking out after him. And it says in verse 25 of John 6 that when they found him," this being Christ, "on the other side of the lake, they asked him, 'Rabbi, when did you get here?' Jesus answered, 'Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.'" And then notice in verse 27 what he says: "Do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." They had a physical desire and need that they wanted met, which was the filling of their stomachs. But Jesus reminds them there's something that is more important, a food that will last forever. And Jesus goes on to share with them that he is the bread of life. See, we see in John chapter 6, in verse 35, as he continues, he says, and Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." It reminds us also when Jesus was with the woman at the well, and as he was sharing with her, and he goes and asks for something to drink, and so the woman gives him drink. And then he begins to teach her about a water that will sustain her forever. We see that also in John. That's why we're here today. We partake of this cup and this bread because it's a reminder of the eternal fulfillment that we have in Christ Jesus. See, in verse 38 of John 6, he says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those who has given me, but raise him up in the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life." We are here because we were looking to be spiritually filled, finding righteousness. And as Isaiah proclaimed, our righteousness is as filthy rags. However, when we were immersed into Christ and the blood covered us and we were clothed with Christ, as Galatians makes it clear, we had the righteousness of Christ. So we're here to partake of the bread and of the cup, not because we have physical hunger, but as a reminder of the righteousness that has been given to us through Christ Jesus, and the fulfillment of the fact that we hungered spiritually, we thirsted spiritually, but no more, because through Christ we've been satisfied. Let us pray. Almighty Father, God in heaven, we're truly grateful and thankful for this day. We do ask for your mercy and grace to be upon us in all things. We continue to ask, Lord God, that as we think about the needs that we have spiritually, that through Jesus Christ, your Son, we have been born anew, as Romans 6 declares, and you see his righteousness on us, and spiritually we are filled. Spiritually we thirst no more. And it's because of Christ. And for that, we should be happy. And I pray, Father God, as we partake of this bread and this cup, we think about the happiness found in Christ Jesus. We're so grateful to be able to share here today. And we lift this prayer up to you through your Son. Amen.